Custodes versus Jedi are the two best warrior classes from War Heavy Versus, groups set to defend the most important in society. A pretty good recommendation. Let's see who we think wins. The Adeptus Custodi are the sword and shield of the Emperor, men of peak genetic modification crafted by the bioalchemists of Terra into the greatest warriors the Imperium has seen. Tested far beyond the physical and spiritual, would a guardman to a space marine to a custodian. Standing 9 feet tall and 2 tons, some of the most skilled fighters in 40k are hard found to be corrupted by chaos and are practically immortal beings blessed by the Emperor himself. An almost supernatural warding, redirecting bullets, dispelling psychic powers, 1,000 able to take on armies 99% larger than themselves, only losing 3. Or facing adversaries like demons, orcs, and tyranids, feeling especially accustomed to killing space marines, outmatching them in every department, strength, speed, intellect, training for centuries, some of the most skilled fighters in the Imperium. For weapons, they carry a guardian spear, a power weapon able to cut molecular bonds, tearing through most creatures, tanks, and armors like nothing, the peak of power weapons. With a relic bolter shooting a 75 caliber round propelled by jet fuel with a diamantite tip, cutting through space marine or foe. A sentinel blade, a broadsword with the same properties as the spear, able to cut a bloodthirster's hand off, and a shield crafted from auramite, a rare material only wielded by the Emperor, and a large claw once wielded by the Thunder Warriors. So they utilize a lot more weapons we'll get into in a hypothetical with a one-on-one or a siege. Now what about without them? How strong are they? Remember, a space marine, someone we covered, who can lift 5 to 10 tons is getting mogged by these guys tenfold. Shown by kicking over an old tank or beating powerful demons like Plague Marine Champions, space marines twisted by Nurgle, turning them into walking tanks with speed to match. Eviscerating Ogre and outstrengthening them, during the burning of Prospero, Custodes brought down 4 Terminators for every 1 death. Even something like a Bloodthirster of Khorne clashing with a Custodian who tears through its breastplate, getting knocked out in the process, coming back and slugging it out, winning. They sit in that 80 to 100 ton range. And for speed, stated to be superhuman, far superior to space marines, dodging multiple bolters, las guns, blitzing space marines, with custodians running 70 feet in 3 seconds, described as moving like a blur, being able to see a bolter round moving mid-air. Having nanosecond reaction time, with FTL reaction speed. For durability, the armor is constructed from auramite, is far superior than ceramite-based armors that space marines or terminators would have, no selling bolters or autocannons. To the extent of shrugging off plasma weaponry with large explosives and lightning doing nothing, even a macro cannon round shot from a capital ship is tanked. Being able to brawl with a bloodthirster but wrecking the armor in the process with a fairly strong resistant to mind control or corruption. The Jedi are a unique warrior class distinguished by their innate connection to the Force, a mystical energy that bestows upon them capabilities surpassing those of ordinary beings. From a young age, they are identified for their potential and brought into the Jedi Order, where they undergo rigorous training in both physical combat and using a lightsaber, a blade which is energized by a kyber crystal, which serves as the core of the weapon, focusing the energy into a beam of intense heat capable of slicing most substances with ease, and a mental discipline that enhances their connection to said force. Being able to use telekinesis to pull or throw people or influence the minds of more susceptible beings, being able to increase speed, strength, agility, and general senses. Within Legends, you see them summoning lightning a lot more. Now you're thinking, what Jedi? There are so many different types. There are Jedi from canon, legends, you could use Padawans, knights, masters, grandmasters, and beings that are almost gods. We'll use Legends, Clone Wars era, and pre mostly, and supplement it with new content. The elephant in the room is masters and grandmasters, people with the power to destroy planets, shown by Jarl Pooh for the Four Horsemen, Anakin, Mace, Yoda, scaling off Palpatine. You could realistically get these guys to solar system levels of power, so we just won't use them. Everyone here knows what happened during Order 66. The clones emerged, gunning down Jedi Masters, Knights, and Padawans. So the question is, how fast are these blasters in Legends? There seems to be too many statements proving their light speed, repeated time and time again, so 5 or 6 peak humans catching you off guard with weapons able to completely vaporize targets, taking 300 megajoules and their light speed. And the off-guard part really matters, honestly. We've seen Jedis take out massive groups of these people before, so by themselves can dodge and react to light-speed attacks, so this is pretty universal for most Jedi Knights. We see training where they dodge multiple meteors at once, or younger Jedi even doing this. And for strength, the Force easily throwing men or monsters, ripping down doors and lifting ships and AT-ATs. We see people like Kanan able to redirect an asteroid to hit a ship, or Luke's student lifting massive chunks of Earth, being able to move around 100 tons and throw a little less but similar ranges. And being able to tank a couple blaster shots or falling at extreme heights and tanking explosions from ground vehicles or grenades. So who would win? Both highly skilled and versatile fighters, with the Custodes higher in skill and experience and the Jedi in versatility and power. Key thing to set up is Jedi mind tricks won't work. Custodes are just too strong-willed and have shown high levels of resilience. Oh, but Horus did it. Oh, well, he was on warp juice corrupting them. This is a whole nother level. Second thing, both their rounds don't matter. They just won't hit. Too slow for any Jedi in any continuity, even the weakest. So this is a physical and sword and spear fight. For speed, they both have metas of light speed. For Custodes in the end of the death book in a timeless zone and Jedi with blasters. What about combat? The Custodes are far more skilled and have training and have fought on average a lifetime more than a Jedi. You can say the Jedi has precognition and that could help him even it out since they have similar speeds. With the strength when using the force going to the Jedi, we see an upwards of 100 tons being lifted easily. The Custodes can throw that around, but it's definitely two different categories. Now physically the Jedi is mogged if grabbed. And durability wise the Custodes takes that too and lets the Jedi's using the force as a barrier to reinforce. A battle like this would come down to the environment, because if the Jedi can, it will be able to catch the Custodes with the force, throw it, choke him, throw something at it. In open area, it would almost always be a win for a trained force user. In an environment where the Custodes can get close in a one-on-one, this is where the Custodes could shine, overwhelming the Jedi in a situation like this, wearing him down. So when the Jedi are able to use the full extent of their power and abilities, I believe they would win more than not. So if you want to see more, like and comment some matchups you love. Bye-bye.